From Minnesota Public Radio News, I'm Stephen Chan. Organizers of the Twin Cities Pride Parade have asked police to minimize their participation in Sunday's event in downtown Minneapolis, citing tensions over the acquittal of the police officer who shot and killed Philando Castile. The organizers said they're required to have a police car lead the parade to make sure the route is clear, but this year it will be a lone, unmarked squad. Minneapolis's first openly gay police chief, Janae Harto, called the decision divisive and said she was beyond disappointed that she wasn't consulted. A controversial minimum wage ordinance in Minneapolis will be the subject of a public hearing this afternoon. Supporters of the $15 an hour minimum say it will boost the earning and spending power for thousands of people. Celeste Robinson is with the group 15 Now.
You don't have to convince low-wage workers to care about this issue. They know, we all know that we need 15. And so I think we're going to see a lot of people out there sharing their stories, talking about what 15 would mean for them and their families to be able to live healthy, fulfilling, dignified lives.
Larry Brown is the co-owner of an art supply store, which also sells products online. He says shoppers have a lot of options, and Brown says the ordinance would make it harder for him to stay competitive with some of the online retailers who won't be affected by the law.
Those shoppers come into the store, and they look, they browse, they pull out their their phone, scan it, determine what the price is or what the best price is, and if we're too high, then they buy it online.
The Minneapolis City Council will vote on the wage ordinance next week. The 2018 contest for state auditor has its first candidate. Democrat John Tollefson of Minneapolis is a lobbyist for the Minnesota Nurses Association. Tollefson is trying to replace incumbent DFLer Rebecca Otto, who is running for governor next year. Still some light rain showers scattered across central and southern Minnesota, including in the Twin Cities, where it's 69 degrees. This is Minnesota Public Radio News.